Hello, everyone out there on Radio Statler. This is once again Side Pocket doing interviews at the Hope 9 convention, which is so far pretty crazy. And starting off, a spectacular way to start off Saturday is I just got done watching a very fascinating, interesting talk. It was called Occupy the Airwaves, Tools for Empowering Community Radio Stations. And I am here with Magni Adver. Who is one of the two main people on the awesome Prometheus project. So first of all, thank you for being here for Hope 9.
Thank you.
So for everyone out there on the radio who has no idea what the Prometheus Radio Project is, what do you guys do in a nutshell?
The Prometheus Radio Project is an organization that helps communities to build and run their own radio stations. And we came out of a movement in the late 90s of micro-broadcasters pushing the FCC to change the rules around radio so that community groups could get their own licensed radio stations. And so we also do advocacy at a national level with the FCC and Congress to try to make the rules better for community groups.
It's really high-level stuff because normally when I think of, every time I think of combating the FCC, it's always like Howard Stern talking about swear words or some minister doesn't like what he hears on the radio. So, I can only imagine, like, how big, kind of evil, scary the FCC is. Like, how has it been like trying to get them? Has it been like pulling teeth? Like, how is that?
We primarily work with the audio division at the FCC, and so a lot of the work is very bureaucratic, but it's actually a lot easier to change stuff at the FCC level. The bigger challenge has been changing stuff at the level of Congress. It took us 10 years to make changes in Congress, where we can often advocate for changes at the FCC and see them come into play within months.
I noticed in your talk, it seems like every time some sort of awesome communication opened, kind of like the original internet happened, the Congress swoops in and instantly tries to lock things up. So that was very fascinating to see. So at the Prometheus Radio Project, you guys showed off some past and new interesting tools that you're giving to small-time radio stations to empower themselves. Do you mind listing like some of those type of tools that you showed off at your talk today?
Sure. So the setting is that we have thousands of community groups that are getting ready to apply for new radio licenses, and there's a lot of work involved in applying and a lot of questions that people come to, and we're trying to build a network of people who can support each other. So the first tool we have is called Radio Spark, and it's a Drupal Commons site that's sort of like a Craigslist for community radio where people can share resources that they have. Maybe somebody has equipment or a space that somebody can use. They can announce it and people can find them. They can connect with each other, connect with groups in their area or groups with similar interests. Someone could find an engineer there or just ask questions and talk about things and get answers from other people in the community. The second tool is called R-Free, and it's a more engineering-specific tool to help people find their available channels in their community where they could apply for a station and figure out what they need to put on their application. And that's a free and open source tool that we've been creating because there's no other comparable freely available tool to do that.
The more open source thing, the better, I say. Interesting thing about that, you must get tons and tons of, like, interesting, odd questions and requests. What was, like, the weirdest sort of, like, oddest, most bizarre, perhaps difficult thing of, like, I want to set this up in this area? Have you gotten one of those? Do you want to share with us?
The one that comes to mind was actually a hoax, but somebody called me one time asking if they could get a license for a radio station that was entirely chicken noises. There's actually a station out there, I think in Alaska, that's a whale noise radio station, so this was a takeoff on that. And I started answering the questions and then realized that it was April Fool's Day and that they probably weren't actually looking to get a radio station all about chicken noises.
Since we're constantly looking for new content on the radio, now I know 2 years from now we're going to do one block, which is nothing but chicken noises. Very last thing, what are your hopes and aspirations going ahead with the Prometheus Radio Project?
We'd like to see as many good stations get on the air as possible and see community groups all over the country that are actually representing the people in their community that have a chance to use the airwaves as a place for expression and organizing.
Awesome. And one last thing is apparently one way you're going to help at the Hope 9 conference itself is that you guys are going to show how to build your own FM little radio kit. Do you mind just giving quick details on that for the people that are here?
Sure. So the details on the event are that it's at noon today, Saturday, in the Hackerspace Village. It's in the program. And we'll be building really small radio transmitters that have around 15 parts. The design we're using comes from a fellow in Japan named Tetsuo Kagawa, who does a lot of really super low-power radio, because in Tokyo you can hit an awful lot of people with a really low-power transmitter.
Awesome, awesome. So, your talk was, I think, highly fascinating. You had a good crowd. I wish more people did still come to see it. If you are at Hope 9, please, if you see Maggie, tell her how awesome her tie is, because it's the most awesome tie I've seen so far at the con. Anyhow, thank you very much, Maggie, for bringing your expertise and the people at the Prometheus Radio Project.
Okay, thanks. Hopefully I'll see you later. You'll know me by the Radio Tower tie.
Yes. Yes, so thank you very much. And this has been another Side Pocket interview at the Hope Guy Conference. Stay tuned for more interviews later on in the day.